Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from, you know.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. These two DAs agree on only one thing.
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, let me see. We're doing the quick check of where we're on. Yeah, what's anything new?
Well, we know Green Bay,
right?
Madison, Philadelphia, D.C., New Orleans, Reno, Sacramento, San Francisco,
very good.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, that's good coverage.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Amen.
New Orleans, Louisiana. That's all we know for now. We'll get back with more as soon as we know.
We'll be back with you when there's more to tell you.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don?
Oh, crying
no.
Guy. Hey, crying guy.
Hey, Don, congratulations, man. That's great. You guys are back.
These are tears of joy, Liam.
He's a happy man.
I can hear the show.
These are tears of joy.
That's great. Mike?
Yeah, crying man.
Are you getting back together?
No.
But you said before you had big news.
I was just kidding, really. Nothing's changed on that front, sir.
I'm sorry. Was your vacation okay?
Yeah, it was all right.
A lot of drinking and stuff.
Yeah, there was. Yeah,
we'll hear about that here.
quite a bit.
Did you go out on a boat?
Yeah, I did.
Go on a boat.
Yeah, I did go on a boat, but it was parked.
That's great, man. I'm sorry.
He's so happy.
Rob? I was just at home, and I just heard that Dish Network commercial. That's a good commercial, man.
I like it. Got him to tears.
He likes your commercial, Rob.
Yes, crying man.
Did you smoke any weed this weekend?
No, I didn't, even though there's reason to celebrate.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello there. Hello.
Hey.
God.
I just wanted to let you guys know that all is right with the world. You guys are back on evening drive, and I'm so happy.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. We couldn't be happier ourselves. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are back live.
Thank you.
Me three.
Calling from Green Bay.
Ah. Yeah. Well, then, we're happy to be there, then.
Yeah, hey there.
Hey there.
All right, see ya. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back to the time slot.
Thanks.
Hey, wanted to share with you the naked or strip cranium that we played a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you played strip cranium.
Strip cranium.
You know what?
We came back from that DC sessions, had a few drinks, and
that's a lot.
The game is just dumb enough that it might work. You know, one of the things I do remember about this time slot was, people do have that 5 o'clock whistle, and there's just a little more body availability.
Yeah. There sure is. Thank you, my friend. Listen, let me announce a couple of quick show notes. Saturday night, Mike and I, the whole crew, we will be at the MCI Center in DC.
Right. Yeah, brother.
When Mike and I will be managing two WWE animal wrestlers. We're not sure who they are yet.
But, I mean, you know, it's gotten to be such a big deal where this wrestling is pretty intense. So we'll be right up there. We're going to be in the front row. And then when our match comes on, we're going to be in the corners.
I'll be on one side. You're on the other side. We'll have microphones.
I am just a little frightened.
we will be, I can't tell you what we're doing, but we have decided about 9/11. I think we've made a great decision.
Okay.
about 9/11. We'll tell you about that.
Absolutely.
Very shortly about how we'll be handling that. And Philly, we will see you guys next week.
Very good.
Making our next trip to Philly next week already. So, Mike.
Wonderful.
Your vacation up in Boston.
You know, it was not the vacation, the normal vacation for me, because we were on the phone the whole time. With all this stuff going on, going back and forth. But the one plans I did make was to take, you know, to really, as I'm feeling my way through this, you know, separated dad thing, to take my kids up to Boston to see my family, because since this all went down, they haven't seen that part of the family. And I love the fact that they get along with my mom and with my sister and with my sister's family. I love that. But you know me, when I go up to Boston, it's always kind of the, you know, I'm really like the failed relationship poster child. I really go up there, and my sister's been married, you know, like you have for a million years, and it's just always, I always just feel, no matter, things were going very well for us last week, and I was really trying to emphasize that, and I just couldn't crack the surface. I couldn't get through to them with, hey, this is really great. It still was, so how are they doing? How are your kids doing?
Oh, God.
How are you doing?
Yeah, you don't need that from your family.
Yeah, well, their heart is in the right place. Yeah. You know, they're very concerned about that. The only thing was at the very end when my mom was going back home, and she hugged my daughters, and she started crying. Mm. And that was just one of the, you know, and the crying was, you know, obviously the crying, oh, you poor things in this situation. That's what I was reading into it. You know?
Right.
Maybe I was being a little paranoid, but that was my, and they're very loving, and it's all fine and stuff. But now I find myself, when I go up there, we took the flight out of National Airport with myself and my 7-year-old daughter and my 5-year-old daughter. And what's great about this age now is they are now little bitty travelers. They know how to do it. They are beyond the age, even my 5-year-old, where you have to do total maintenance. They can actually assist you in certain areas. They can actually carry the heaviest luggage. Which, you know, to me, I mean, for all those years when they were little of carrying all the stuff on my back, it's really delightful to take the carry-on luggage now, and they're fighting over who's going to carry it. Now, my 5-year-old staggers a little bit under the weight of, even though it's got wheels on it, she's kind of wobbling back and forth. But on the back, on the return trip, she actually took it all the way from getting off the plane all the way out to the parking garage where I had my car. And, you know, it's just so cute. The beads of sweat were rolling down her face. And, you know, she's happy. Wouldn't allow me to take it from her at all, you know, and she's doing her job. We get down to National Airport. We're taking a shuttle up there, which is not exactly the kid environment. It actually proved to be a benefit that I had my kids on there. We go down to the shuttle going up to Boston, and there's this little toy kiosk that's in the middle. And I said, man, I gave them their little fruit cups that they wanted for breakfast, and there was a toy kiosk there with all these little activity books, and I said, I didn't have any readily available. They were all packed away. This is going to be perfect. I will buy them something that's nice and simple that they'll be able to take on the plane, and it will be fantastic. So I go over and I see this lady who's running this little kiosk. This lady who, you know, is kind of grandmotherly, if you were the grandmother of, like, Liza Minnelli.
Or something. Oh, you know, she's adopting a baby.
She really?
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier for her. And I walk around, and I said, okay, we can get one small thing each to take on the plane, and let's make it like a puzzle or a coloring book or something we can use on the plane. And we go around, and I start looking at the prices at this toy kiosk. And you're dealing with, my knowledge of toy stores, you're dealing with something that would normally, a cheap type of thing that you would see. These aren't, some of the toys were the toys you would see in the grocery store. You know how grocery store toys
cheap.
Are the cheapo toys?
Right.
And I'm looking, and I pick up this one activity puzzle. One of those kind of things like you turn around and you try to get the ball in the hole, you twist it around. It was $18.50.
Wow.
And I said,
welcome to America.
Now, no, but I mean, this was, we were dealing with like a 750% markup on this. And, you know, as soon as I start looking around, the lady sort of slithers around the corner and says, aren't they beautiful?
Oh, about your girls?
Yeah. And I know I'm not going to get baked here, but I'm just aware of the price. And he said, they are really lovely. They might really enjoy this at $36. And so I ended up spending close to $50 to get One was like a little puzzle book, and the other was a little coloring. I mean, it's, I swear to God, it was the most overpriced thing. But the good thing was that they were happy, they were occupied, and when I finally got to Boston, my sister picked me up at the airport with my mom, and it was immediately I realized, here I am with my sister and my mom, and we are going to see my niece. So I realized that these are the moments in my life where
you're the only penis there.
And it shows. Let me tell you something, because I have that feeling that that it's just going to be, you know, and I've got two daughters.
You got vaginitis.
So really what we've got here is we've got my mom, my sister, my niece, my two daughters, and me.
Wow.
And you can't help but coming out like an idiot in that situation.
Five V's against one D.
But the good news...
You'll never win.
The good news was where my sister's daughter works, my niece works for public, and you know, she works for public television. So it's like, oh, that's great. I'm so happy that you're basically doing the opposite of what your uncle does. It's delightful, you know, and my kids loved it because we walked into the studio where they shot Zoom, that show Zoom.
I've never heard of that show.
And then, you know, we get further away from me. You know, we're in Maryland Public Television, my kind of broadcasting. What kind of broadcasting do you do? Well, you might have heard about it on the news. And so we're walking through the Zoom, and then on the other side of Zoom is Harvard Business School, and that's where we're going to lunch. We are going to lunch because that is the nearest cafeteria to where she works. So not only are we we're going into the seat of intellectual activity on the East Coast, Harvard Business School, and we go down and we sit down there with all these eggheads, and they're all walking around, and you know, these people, it's just coming out of their pores. These are brighter people than I am. They're just walking around, and a lot of them are younger, and I say right before we leave, we eat in this cafeteria, and they have I says what do we have? Kathy says there's a really nice salad bar up on the second floor where you can get like sprouts and salad. And then she looks at me and says, but you might want to go down to the second level where they have pizza and burgers.
As your sister.
Yeah.
Busting your balls.
Help yourself to some cake and cookies, which I did. I took my kids down, and we just loaded up with the fries and everything. And after we got done eating, I decided I would go to the gift shop and load up like I was an incoming graduate student at the Harvard Business School. And I just loaded up on every T-shirt you could get. I bought seriously $250 worth of clothing in the Harvard Business School with these T-shirts that said Harvard Business School.
Funny thing you wear them.
Oh, it's hysterical because you just know. You see me walking around with Harvard Business School on it, and it's like... And so the guy behind the corner who was one of these college types that's got the... it's not really a mohawk, but he's got the shaved head with just this heavier stubble in the center of his brain. And he's got everything pierced hanging off of him like this. And I said, yeah, I figured if I couldn't get in, I might as well buy the clothes. Silence. Nothing. He just stares at me like I'm a complete idiot,
dude.
But the rest of the weekend, I wore the T-shirt, and when my family wasn't looking, at one point they were all. I was getting the table, and I was sitting there, and the waitress came over. She says, "How you doing tonight?" I said, "Oh man, it was a tough day of classes today." I figured I'd use it for all it was worth. I only got one other opportunity to do that. It was in Fenway Park when I was up there getting a beer. And I said, "You want one or two?" I said, "Two after the exam I had today." even though it's like their first day. But I enjoyed it. And of course, Fenway Park, where I did something against the law.
Oh.
We actually left the Red Sox game early because they were losing. And you get heckled in Fenway when you leave. You get really badly heckled. You know, fair weather fans, scumbag fair weather fans. And I said, I had a couple of cocktails. So I said, I've been ruining them since I was 5 years old with my Harvard T-shirt on. I was rooting for the Red Sox. Chocolate pie, my wife. Thanks, but we're going home. So we go because they were down by four runs.
You're drunk. was that the night I talked to you on the phone?
Don't talk to me. I go to Harvard.
You're drunk with your Harvard shirt on.
That was nice. I go to Harvard, MF-er. And so I get back, and they were down by four runs. We left in the seventh inning, and we took a cab back to my brother-in-law's house. And just out of curiosity, let's watch highlights of the pain. And I turn the game on. It's tied 9-9. And it seems that it was their only come-from-behind victory in 6 months that they have had there. The Red Sox came from behind and won. and then proceeded to lose the next two games. So they're still causing me pain. However, speaking of the Red Sox, even though we made our little deal, mathematically, they are still very much in the hunt for the wild card
for the American League East. If you are feeling strong about that, let me know.
Oh, no. No, no.
Let me know if you want to get that deal going again.
No, because right now it's a perfect arrangement that in the event that they make the playoffs, it will just be you and I in the vest. If they don't make the playoffs, it will be me solo. But you'll all still be down there with me in spirit, right?
You got
it.
But
it was a wonderful. And then I came back, dropped my kids off on Thursday, and then on Friday, of course, we had our day where you and I probably exchanged about 30 phone calls with each other. And when everything was done, I went down to my friend's boat again because the band was playing down in the marina.
Ew.
And I'd like to say hi to all my friends at Tim's River Shore. Thanks for such a great weekend. I just want to say Friday night was just super. It wasn't as crowded as Saturday, but I'll tell you, Saturday was good, too. But all you people down there, you treat me like family, and I really, really appreciate it. And
the boat people.
The boat people, and man, we just had the band played, and then I was feeling so bad from Friday night that after the band played at about 5 o'clock, I said, I just can't. I can't do it anymore. And you ever have that feeling where the party is just so good that you just can't say no? That's what I did. So it was Friday and Saturday, and then picking my kids up again bright and early on Sunday. And then it was just, we played the daddy is going to sleep on the couch game on Sunday for the first time since I've been the single dad. They could have really taken the car and driven to Baltimore with the condition I was in.
Kids play the crawl on daddy game.
Oh, the crawl on daddy game is still very much alive. Daddy, it's a very simple game. I know there were fathers that called that have played the same game.
Yeah.
It's the crawl on daddy's back game. Daddy lies flat out on the floor. It can go on for an hour and a half, and what they do is they jump on daddy's back and jump off like they're jumping off a jungle gym.
But that's the first time since you've been a single dad.
This was not even crawling daddy's back. This was I actually had to buy hamsters. I was such a bad dad on Sunday. I actually went out on Labor Day and bought hamsters, Cutie Pie and Oscar.
Why?
The same name because they have to have a connection to daddy's house, and I'm trying to fill it with things that'll make the house a little more special.
They were doing something with the hamsters.
Lord, stop that. But you know, that house is empty quite a bit. It is me and the hamsters now. I will go home tonight to an empty house with two hamsters in it.
Mm.
And one of them is psychotic. We got this one hamster. I know my way around hamsters based on the ones that we had with our kids before. First of all, they have a very short life expectancy.
Yeah.
But the hamsters at Petco
have a lot of anal death.
Those are gerbils. The hamsters at Petco are guaranteed. You know, a pet's got a bad rap when it's guaranteed for 14 days. So this animal will live for 14 days. It's the first hamster I ever heard that really made a sound when I got out of its box and transferred it into its cage. But we got the hamsters, had a great Labor Day because Sunday Daddy was just really not really with the program.
Gotcha.
I mean, I got up, showered, picked him up, and then we just played. There was a stack of movies about this high. It was, it's the nice thing about having kids that are that close in age. They can
play with each other.
They can make their own fun.
Right.
You know, and they would come in occasionally and they do the thing where they'd lift daddy's eye up just to make sure daddy was still alive.
Play his daddy dead.
We play the is daddy dead game where they have to come in every 15 minutes and make sure daddy's still alive.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
And you too, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, I was listening to the show last week when you were on the other shift.
Yeah.
And I'm listening today, and you guys all have more hair now than you did on the shows last week.
What do you mean?
How do you explain that?
My hair grows.
Paint your bald spot?
Maybe we had a bad hair day that day.
But by the way, something. Hey, why do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Oh, sick.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
This is Jamie calling from Wichita, Kansas.
Hi,
a long-time listener. I would just like to welcome you back live in Wichita.
Great to be on in Wichita.
I'm surprised Tony Douching decided to cough up the cash to bring you back live.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Wow. Great to have you back. Surprised they would pay money for you, though. Thank you, Wichita. Hump.
No. Don and Mike. Hello.
Sorry, Buzz.
He meant that in the nicest possible way.
Of course he did.
Way.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay. What? Come on.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Fairfax.
What can we do for you?
I don't know. I've been on hold. Just wanted to call and say hi. It's good to hear you guys back on the radio.
Great to be back on.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, what's your favorite time? You guys like morning or afternoon better? I know you've answered it a dozen times today, probably.
John and I both like the midnight shift best.
Right on. You should do that one, too.
All right, dude. See you later. Goodbye. Now, listen, Rob, I'm going back to the afternoon clock.
Right.
As opposed to the midday clock.
Right.
We got one more break for Buzz. Is that right?
This is where we're at right now. So we've got two more.
Well,
do you want these two to be Buzz?
Add them up.
Right.
Hold on. If we do this here,
right.
Do we do Buzz and Buzz?
You're listening to behind the scenes workings of a radio show.
Here's what we're going to do.
All right.
As always, I apologize. We are not going to have time today to review our Jerry telephone tapes.
Jerry and his enormous melon.
We have a total of 48 tapes from the telethon.
We couldn't even hear just like one to whet our appetite.
No, you can't, because I've got something better for you.
All right, very good.
When we come back, and I'll have to find the appropriate music.
Yes.
Rob A., who really is, you know, he is the aficionado about the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Absolutely. He watches it.
Yeah.
We all love goofing on it, but Rob tapes them and like collects them.
Watches every minute.
And he was very upset this year with the telethon, and he wrote a 4-page memo with 17 items to the Muscular Dystrophy Association of America.
Mad.
From Rob Spiewak about how, and it says, RE, how I can help you.
Very good. And I believe he can.
Yeah.
So by making it more entertaining, Rob?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
And then we'll go with that next. Rob was very disappointed with the telethon this year.
Get ready to laugh.
And we won't have the tapes till tomorrow. I got the VMA tapes I want to play for you.
Very good.
Well, that'll wait till tomorrow, too. And Buzz, you know, maybe we'll squeeze some time in for news.
That'd be cool.
Okay, we'll do our best today. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pay that man his money.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. It's the return of Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Whatever happens, you're safe, John. You could walk away with $7 million, maybe more. We're not talking just you money, John boy. We're talking everybody money.
Everybody.
Wish me luck?
I just pray you get it. I really do.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Don and Mike Show.
Not the heat, it's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to talk to Buzz. I love you guys. I'm a new listener, and I love Buzz. I'm gay for Buzz.
Ah, hi, sir. And I'm in love with you, too.
Buzz, I'm from Wichita, man.
Ah.
Can you reach out towards Wichita?
Those Buzz, you're the only two fags in the state of Kansas.
Hold on, boys. Here comes the request. He wants something. What do you want, sir?
I would like Buzz to reach out towards Wichita.
Uh-huh. Reach out how?
So you can feel this.
I don't think I want to feel that, sir.
Oh, God, Buzz. Okay. I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
From a distance.
Don and Mike, hello.
This is Joe.
This is Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah, hey, this is John from Ocean City.
Hi.
Hi.
Man, I'm back live. GC Peasy. No more time zones.
GC Peasy, here we are.
That's right.
Hey, Don, I'm sorry I didn't see his secrets. I was doing my
you asked Buzz. I said to the guy, Buzz, where's the retarded looking guy? All night I can
hear he is.
Where's the retarded looking guy
with the JP T-shirt on a GCPC?
Hey Don, I got the last 2 weeks. I got my one night a week to do my bar hopping, and I ended at Secrets the first week. The second week I started at Secrets and went on down to like.
Hey, can I stop you just for a second?
Yes, sir.
So I can contemplate how very little I care about what you're saying.
Hey Don, there's only one thing you will love. I would not go back to New York unless they say, hey, Don and Mike, your apartment's comp.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
He's great.
You guys rock.
Thanks.
For Tim.
Thank you. Hey. Oh, that's for Tim. Amen. Oh, and incidentally, I came up with the greatest name for Tim. on vacation.
Yes.
Tim Sabian, our program director in Philadelphia,
right.
From now on is known as the toy poodle.
Because he's a little high-strung.
Because he is so goddamn high-strung.
He breathes at that same rate that a toy poodle.
I mean, he is... When he gets going on something,
yeah.
It's impossible to get him to slow down.
Excitable.
He is the toy poodle, Tim Sabian.
He is indeed.
Anyway, enough about him. More about us.
Yes.
More about us. More about this dominating day.
Yay!
This great day.
Yes. Great day for the show.
I'm so glad you guys are back in Reno live. It's great. It really sucked being on tape delay.
I love Reno.
Couldn't call in or anything like that.
I truly love Reno. I love that place.
You, my friend, you have grasped and crystallized what it means to be on live.
Amen.
That you can listen live and call in live.
Already great energy and great wit being shared with us all across these fine United States.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you guys rock.
Thanks.
I just wanted to tell you, I'm really excited. This is the first time that I know of that y'all are live in Lafayette, Louisiana. I always catch y'all on time delay, and the show is still good, nevertheless. But it's just great to get it live, and
absolutely.
Y'all are the best thing on radio. And I look forward to you every single day, and I look for excuses for at every single moment during my day, so I can be in my car for long periods of time, so I can listen to you as much as I can.
Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
When are you going to talk about American Idol?
And there you have it.
Probably tomorrow after we find out. Well, actually, even tomorrow, we won't know who won till tomorrow.
Right. We will talk about it when we are ready.
Justin shall win.
I disagree.
Dee Dee will win.
It's not Dee Dee. It's the guy with the carrot top hair.
Justin.
Justin Guarini.
That's his name.
Justin.
We are going to be having, though, incidentally,
Justin,
the show.
Justin, take me, Justin. Let me rule over. Take me from behind.
We had so much fun, Simon, with the karaoke when people on the phone.
Spit it out.
Remember when people on the phone are doing karaoke during the Elvis show?
I understand.
We're going to be doing our very own American Idol search here on the show.
Cool. Oh, that should be an innovative concept. I can't wait to see the dregs that you trowel out.
There's people calling in, and then eventually someone will be able to come down here to the studio and give a...
The answer to that would be an unequivocal yes.
to put it in a more... proper for broadcast, yes, the woman would have to bare their bosoms, yes.
That is what we would like to see. If you would like to participate, let your breasts fly free.
I don't think I want to see this woman's bosoms, though.
I do. I want
don't.
To see them.
I don't.
No.
Do they have hair on them?
Hello?
Madam?
Miss?
Oh, everybody hit the delay there.
Yeah,
it's like a chain reaction.
Overreacting.
We got so many people now on the button on this show.
I can't imagine why. They're very nervous.
Gotta wait until the delay builds back up.
I'm dying to hear if she has hair on them.
Here's what the woman said.
Yes.
She said, if you get girls to come down and sing on your show, do they have to show their teeth?
We said, absolutely, especially if they have lots of claws. Oh, she hung up.
She hung up. She's out of there.
Come on.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
This is Sacramento checking in.
Hello, my friend.
Sacramento's in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the outhouse.
Yeah, well, come on. I'm not gonna beg for when you're coming out here. I'm just at a loss for words because it's so great to have you guys back live, man.
Mike and Rob are now doing
God.
The Sacramento dance.
I still love
dance
those
of
guys,
the anal.
Man.
That's what that is. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey.
Hi.
Amazing. I am no longer listening in Sacramento. Now listening live in San Francisco.
Wonderful.
Yeah, finally.
Finally. It only took this company about 5 years to get its collective head out of its ass. No pun intended, San Francisco. Put us on live.
It's absolutely great. Yeah, I've been trying to eke out the station in Sacramento for years, just trying to listen to you guys, and now I got you live in San Francisco. It is absolutely great.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, quite a few nice things.
Yeah.
Tumbled into our laps.
Absolutely. Yes.
Things that I believe we were entitled to all along.
I believe you're right.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to play the 6 o'clock quiz.
Again, you're going to have to go to someone's house in Long Island to do that, sir. Donna Mike, hello.
Hi, I have a message for Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this.
What is it? He's listening.
Beno doesn't care, Rob, if you don't like them because you're not the talent. Don and Mike are the talent.
Yeah, and you know what? Don and Mike love Sacramento.
And then, Rob.
What?
He just has got a big old head.
Yeah, don't forget, it's Megan Flash.
She's hostile, Rob.
She told you.
That's a Rob Spiewak hostile.
Don and Mike. What? Big shock. She'd be hostile.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Oh,
and you're going to have to drive.
You guys, I missed you guys on the 11 to 4. 11 to 3.
Were you from Philly?
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
Listen, you'll get used to us in the afternoon.
Well, I can only enjoy it for a half an hour in the afternoon. Wow.
I'm sorry.
The other time frame, I had you all day, but
sorry about
you guys
that.
Are great.
All right, thank you, my friend. Okay, listen, right. Let's at least start this thing with Rob. The
well,
Jerry...
he's angry.
What?
Well, he's still angry.
Yes. The Jerry Telethon was
he'll always be angry.
And my man Rob, he was mad.
Yeah, is he going to read this, or are you going to read it?
No, I want Rob to read it.
All right, very good.
Or actually, maybe I'll read it.
I'd like you to read it. I wrote it. I think it would sound better in your voice.
To the Muscular Dystrophy Association of America, from Rob Spiewak.
What do you want me to read it as, Rob?
September 3, 2002, How I Can Help You. No, I'd like your reaction as Rob.
Okay.
As a person who has watched every hour of the Jerry Lewis telethon since the early 1980s, I've compiled a list of problems I had with telethon number 37, which aired along the Love Network on September 1st and 2nd, 2002.
Rob Spiewak, I have these problems.
Please do not consider this memo a complaint, but instead a tool to help you in the future.
Ah.
My list is as follows. 1. Jerry did not wear a tuxedo.
Oh, that had to piss you off big time.
This is a major concern. At this rate, how long will it be before JL? How long will it be before JL opts to not wear pants? I don't care how old or sick he is. Put on a goddamn cummerbund. I get uneasy when I see Jerry in a button-down collar. Besides, how dare you, JL, deprive me of the pleasure of watching you untie your wilted bow tie during hour 15. Unacceptable.
No.
Number 2. The man did not appear to be drinking. A concerted effort must be made to get Ed Half in the bag prior to airtime. Slurring this year was kept to an absolute minimum, and he was confined to the first 2 hours of the telecast. Ed is much more tolerable when he's had a few. So next year, ask a corporate sponsor like Anheuser-Busch to donate some product and maybe a Vicodin or two. Number 3, too many acts from Branson, Missouri. Now, I can understand throwing a couple of bones to the redneck viewers, but enough is enough. Lose Jim Stafford, the Oak Ridge Boys, Roy Clark, Yakov Smirnoff, Andy Williams, the Lennon Sisters, and Glenn Campbell.
Were they all on, Rob?
Really?
Wow. Oh, my God.
And Glenn Campbell, unless he agrees to sing Southern Nights. Number 4. Where was Tony Danza? Granted, he's an S-H-I-Y singer. He's an S-E singer and dancer, but I've grown accustomed to him and his bad cabaret act. Allow him to return. He's fun to mock. Number 5, way too much Maureen McGovern. The songs that this hag sang could actually ruin a good drunk. Trust me on this. They should have let her sink in the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, wow.
I think she's turning into a man as well. Even if she is the diva of the MDA, I still suggest throwing her like a sack of unwanted kittens.
Wow.
To bad rubbish. Number 6.
He's hostile, ladies and gentlemen.
Five-ish Finkel. Did I spell his name right? Does it matter? If I have to see this fossil sing and dance to another cutesy song, I'm going to put an expiration date on his birth certificate and enjoy enforcing it. Oh, dear. Maybe I will bury him next to Maury McGovern.
Oh, wow. Man, a lot of death threats, Rob. Rob, I hope you didn't send this along because you're going to be pursued by the authorities.
Right, this has already been sent.
Oh, dear. Topic. Rob's going to get the FBI at his doorstep.
Goodbye, Rob.
It's already on its way. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Igor, Bush City.
Hey, Igor.
Well, the first time I saw Jerry's pop, did he look like the death face? Well, your head makes a pyramid. The neck is so wide it goes down in the midst of the head.
Jerry's face is just so big,
yeah, right,
and so gigantic and so bloated. And you will hear on the tapes tomorrow when Jerry actually discusses how fat he is.
Yeah, he's on some kind of medication that's bloating him up, right?
Steroid.
Is that what it is?
That's
right.
What he's saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, Medrol or something like that.
That's what he's saying. You want to guess his current waist size?
48.
Close.
46. 50?
50?
Wow.
She said his collar went from a 15 and a half to a 20.
Wow.
In 1 year.
My God.
Well, let me get let's split this up into two parts. Point number 7, Rave's memo to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Jack Jones. This year, K-Squared sang both a blues song and Old Man River. But here's the newsflash. He's a white man. Jack, it's time to realize what you were put on earth to do. Sing the goddamn theme to the Love Boat and then get the hell off the stage. Simple enough.
He doesn't like Jack Jones. Rob was angry this year.
Yeah. Number 8, Harry Chapin cover songs. No, 1,000 times no. And whoever knowingly booked Julius LaRosa to stammer through the Cats of the Cradle, please seek professional help because you are on crack.
Oh, God.
He is mad. You're really mad, aren't you?
I hated it. I was really mad. Very angry.
All right. Well, you know what, Robbie? Hold on. I'm going to go another break with this.
Okay.
Buzz will just have to wait.
Right.
Damn the torpedoes.
Full speed ahead.
Because we're only up to item number 7, and Rob has...
And he's got suggestions, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, 17.
Very good.
Once he gets through all the things he hated on the telethon...
He's going to build them up, so it's not totally unconstructed.
But I have to ask, Rob, were you full of beer when you wrote these?
No, you know, I didn't have a single beer this year.
Wow. Wait, that therein lies the problem.
It sounded fueled.
Otherwise, you didn't have a beer, Wham?
I didn't drink a single beer during the whole telethon.
Oh, Christ, when we got home.
Well, otherwise, Julius LaRosa sounds great.
Robin Carey housed that for us. And I swear to God, when I looked at all of the empty Beck's beer bottles in our recycler, I about had a conniption.
You know what's funny is, remember, we sent out your recycles on Wednesday. That's Wednesday. Yeah. You all were on vacation. I was sort of on vacation.
There you
too.
Go.
Absolutely.
I mean, to the brim, bottle.
Knock yourself out, you know, especially with this new schedule, though.
Yeah.
I'm already an hour into it.
Put your dog away. I was Colonel Clink as those bottles were clinking together. I mean, that thing was stacked up. You had to really... Horrible.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you about my...
what the hell did you just say?
I don't know. I'm still mad at the telethon.
What about my dog getting into bed with you and your wife?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Colonel Clank, that was a great night.
So you not only had empty beer bottles, but you were also out of peanut butter.
Good boy, Clank.
You're right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Last year, I got $2.5 million more than the year before. And I really believe in my heart we're going to have the largest fundraising telethon in the history of broadcasting this year for a simple reason. 9/11 woke this country up. 9/11 made us, all of us, understand we had compassion and pain and resolve hidden and buried. Because we weren't really challenged. But when the cowards, the filthy Mideastern cowards, went into those buildings, we all felt the same thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tumbling, tumbling dickweed. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
So you wanted just a taste of Jerry from this year's telethon. That's just
lost the taste.
That's the opening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those filthy Middle Eastern cowards.
Jerry doesn't sound like Jerry has in the past.
No. Well, tomorrow we'll get to all the tapes. And as you know, Rob is very upset about the telethon.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Angry.
He has written a memo to the MTA.
A scathing memo, Don.
And we now continue with it. Rob's memo. Part two. Has-beens. Number nine.
Yep.
Has-beens. I would normally cut you guys some slack here because the telethon is the land where the stars of yesteryears come out to play. But this year it got totally out of hand. Nancy Sinatra. Clint Playground in My Mind Holmes. The lead singer of the association. What did you hand out to the people of the studio audience? A playbill or a history book?
Wow.
Cruel, Rob.
Ouch.
Cut it.
I'm angry.
Bad microphones. It appeared to me the audio equipment was being run by Helen Keller. Audio levels all over the place, poorly mixed sound, and the wireless microphones had more dropouts than a West Virginia high school. Here's a hint. Next time that the night mics need batteries, don't take the ones out of Charo's vibrator. They're almost always worn out. 11. Format change in the local cutaways. While it's always a pleasure to tune in and see the shining, trophy face of Jerry Clark, the sensitive good looks of Tom Kelly, and the striking Marilyn Thompson, I miss the inclusion of other area disc jockeys during the DC-only segments. Where was the robust Kathy Whiteside? Or the saccharine Jack Diamond? And where was the elder statesman of the market, Don Surf Caldwell? Let's get on these entertainers. Let's get these entertainers back where they belong.
Yeah.
On TV so we can make fun of them. Item 12. Norm Crosby filling in for Jerry at the anchor desk. This is never a good idea. Norm wasn't funny 30 years ago, and the passing years haven't helped. If Norm wants to continue with his shtick in which he uses the wrong words while speaking, how to find a variation on the phrase, you are fired.
Oh, wow, Rob.
13. The problem with Entertainment Tonight's Jan Carl. She's a C word.
Wow.
Wow, Rob.
She's a CU in Toledo.
My goodness.
And she's a pushy CU in Toledo at that.
Oh, dear.
Drop her like a bad habit.
Wow. Man, you didn't like the telethon, did you?
14. Jerry's too fat.
Some medication.
The only slim thing that Jerry Lewis has left is a chance of living.
What's that again?
The only slim thing that Jerry Lewis has left is his chance of living until next Labor Day.
Wow. Oh, dear.
In the last year, Jerry Lewis has had one collapsed lung and 23 collapsed chairs. Now, it's coming from Rob.
It's the man who loves the telethon.
Loves Jerry.
And hold on. At one point, it's coming from a fat guy, Rob.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's true.
Hey, Doughboy, consider a salad? The only bright side, now Jerry Lewis's head is almost as big as his ego has always suggested it was. Number 15, the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. Lawrence Welk is dead. They should have let his orchestra die, too. And if anyone ever suggests that the Lawrence Welk Orchestra should play an ABBA medley, start handing out cyanide tablets like they were breath mints. Your country will thank you.
Jeez, such anger.
16. I don't mind you running telethon highlights from years past, but don't run highlights from this year, especially if they're only 4 hours previous. Even more so, if it's a clip of that sucky Chinaman violinist.
Wow.
17, and finally.
It's all coming out, all this hatred.
Yes, all of them.
How about a little nudity? Something tasteful. A little soft core action for the overnight hours. In my opinion, it might really allow the Love Network to live up to its name.
Oh, God.
Now remember, this is essentially a family show. So please, Leave the money shots at the Easter Seals telephone.
Rob.
I think I brought up some valid points in this memo that would really help the 2003 MDA telethon to be a marked improvement over years past. Please do not hesitate to call me with any concerns you might have regarding this. Remember, we all want the same thing. Mm-hmm. The best darn telethon in the world.
Darn.
Best.
After calling Giancarlo C.
Best. Rob Spiewak.
Very nice.
And then he
Rob.
Signs his phone number to it.
Very nice, Rob.
Nicely done, Rob.
I'll let you know if I hear back.
My own critique, Rob. A few more solutions for those people. A few less critique.
You'll hear back.
If they paid attention to the...
Rob, is there one performer who could turn that telethon around? One national celebrity who could make the difference? Is there anybody in your mind? And you know what? They might need a new host next year.
What? It would be me.
It would be Rob.
It would be you.
It would be me.
And now here's the chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Robert Wadham Spivak.
Mike.
Homo Joe here, Donna Mike. Welcome back to the afternoon drive.
That is not the uniform.
Oh my God. Hello, Homo Joe.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Hi, Homo Joe. We're doing great.
I wish I was sitting right next to you, Mike. I would have kept your head up off that bleachers, you know, because you know we're going to be dancing it wet when you lose the bet.
Thank you, Joe. I'm looking forward to it. But you know what? If they make the playoffs, Don's got to come down, too.
There you go.
We're both going to be down
there. We'll all be there.
Why don't we do worry, Joe?
I just wanted to call and say welcome back, and now I can help out and participate a little bit more and do my part because I won't be doing it during workout.
Because it's convenient for you.
For you.
No, it wasn't convenient for me. It was I was going to get fired if I did it during work hours.
All right, Joe.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you had gay sex?
Last weekend.
Did you know him?
Yes.
How did you meet him?
This is somebody I've known for a long time from the gym.
From the gym. Somebody from the exercise horse.
Exercising.
What is his country of origin?
He is a Swedish.
Swedish.
Man.
Yeah, going around the globe.
Swedish meatballs.
Around the world with Joe.
Goodbye, Joe.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Yeah, well, there's somebody who will be joining us more often now.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Can I get a copy of that?
Of what? Rob's memo? Rob's memo, yes. Go to hate.com. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike Show, Radio God.
Hi there.
Welcome back to Reno.
Right, great to be on Reno. Thank you, my friend.
I had one small request, but it goes back just a second.
Okay.
Can I hear Lisa, God Bless America?
You might want to fantasize about that.
Wow, what is that, like a beach towel then you want to get?
That's just going back to the whole humming cranium thing.
Oh, you know what?
I want to play that with Lisa.
Well, we gotta go to Buzz right now, sir. We're running late.
Wearing a radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Did the guy hang up?
Yeah, I think so.
Lisa? Could you give us a little God Bless America?
That'd be nice. I think everybody would like that.
And buzz your lead story today on the news in the comments?
Today, McDonald's messes with its fries.
Ah.
Oh, hey, that's a bad idea. You ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Well, I guess she ain't coming in, right? Lisa?
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Mm. All right, well, never mind. I tried to work on that for you guys.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Hold on, here
coming
she is.
Up
hold
on the Don and Mike Show.
Real fast, you hum. God Bless America.
Oh, he's finished.
Thank you, Lisa.
There you go.
And, Mike, that was all very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They take the tongue boat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
Damn straight. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. McDonald's, famous for its French fries, is about to make a very risky move.
You bet they are.
Today's papers report that Mickey D's is planning to cut in half the amount of fat in its fries.
No way.
Fast food experts say that's a risky move because the plan could change the taste of those popular potatoes without cutting any calories.
Jesus.
They also say if the plan succeeds, Burger King and Wendy's will have to follow suit.
Oh, man, these aren't the best fries I've ever had.
Interestingly, the announcement comes less than a month after a 272-pound man sued McDonald's and three other fast food chains for making him fat.
You made me fat.
Quoting a McDonald's spokesman, America's favorite French fries are about to get even better.
I don't care. I want the fat bag.
And listen, can I say something to McDonald's?
Yes, please.
Who I know is an advertiser with us in many cities.
Yes.
Not in some cities, but in many cities.
Yes. Right.
Lose the hot dogs.
Yeah. Really?
Lose the hot dogs.
Amen. Have you tried them?
Buzz.
Yes?
You don't go to McDonald's for a hot dog.
You go for a burger or maybe a chicken sandwich.
Variety is the spice of life.
Lose the hot dog.
And dip them all in the fattest grease you can.
Well, the vacation was over today on Wall Street in more ways than one. The Dow ended the day down 355 points.
Just when you thought it was safe.
And NASDAQ was off 51. The report of weakness in the manufacturing industries is getting the blame.
Our stock is soaring, though.
Yes, it is.
Our personal stock.
Never been higher.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Me and Mike.
I know exactly what
I mean. I don't mean like, our, you know, like their stock. But
yeah,
man.
Our stock is
high. What you mean. The White House may be ready to make its case for an attack on Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says some of the evidence of the threat posed by Iraq could be revealed in the days and weeks to come.
It is right in the theme.
Who?
Roberta Flack.
For the attack on Iraq?
Uh-huh.
Flack. U.S. officials aren't putting
much... Robert Stack's getting involved, too.
And they're all on crack. Yeah, Bernie Mac.
U.S. officials aren't putting a lot of stock...
He's doing back in black.
U.S. officials are not putting a lot of stock in an Iraqi offer to discuss a return of U.N. weapons inspectors. The Iraqis say there would also have to be talk about other issues like an end of the sanctions imposed on their country.
Right.
And Congress is back at work today. The Senate started debate on creating a new Homeland Security Department. The chief Senate sponsor, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, says it's the single most important thing Congress can do to protect against terrorism.
Joe Lieberman.
There are disagreements, of course. Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge says those can be ironed out, but he said on the Today program today that he'd recommend a veto if the president doesn't get the flexibility he needs to manage an agency of 170,000 employees.
I got
to
veto you right now, Buzz.
Okay, then.
I'm sorry. And I mean V-E-T-O, not V-I-T-O.
Kind of getting used to the new schedule again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We probably made a lot of promises. We'd run on time, and already we've broken those promises today.
We'll get it together.
Bear with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.